Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
This is All Things Internet, a show about... I messed up the intro.
You did.
I did. Here we go. This is a show... I don't know. It's a show about the internet. We talk about the things we see on the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. That's what... I couldn't get my own intro down.
Well, your shirt is appropriate then.
Words are hard. New year, new me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's actually happy Cuddle Up Day.
Ooh.
So, cuddle up with, I don't know.
Your dog.
Yeah.
Your cat.
Yeah.
Your kids.
Sure.
Your
pillow.
Sure.
Spouse, if you like them.
Sure.
There you go. And also, happy National Take Down the Christmas Tree Day.
Already done, already done.
Boom, 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 boom. I took down both of mine. I actually took down my Christmas tree like 2 days after Christmas in the living room. And then I took down a little one that was in here today. So
we took our trees down the same day then.
Oh my God. Wait, you had two trees?
No, my tree down the same time you did.
I did. Wow.
This is going to be a fun podcast.
There was two different days in which I took down my trees. So which one,
day
Mom?
After the day after Christmas.
So 2 days after Christmas,
yes.
You took down your big tree. Oh, goodness gracious. So take down your trees, put them on your curb for trash day, and lottie freaking da.
Recycle those puppies.
Recycle them.
Well, they recycle them. Turn them into wood chips or something. I don't know what they
do. You have no idea what they do. Why do you recycle a tree? You just put it on the curb and then they turn it into mulch and then it goes into a...
Then it's recycled, isn't
it? That's not. It just goes into a pile of mulch.
It is recycled then because you're using it for something else. Hey.
Who's buying mulch?
You don't buy it.
Who buys Christmas tree mulch?
Okay. So the county has these little ads. They go, free mulch. It usually has weeds and stuff in it, but it's all ground up stuff.
Who uses weeded, non-weeded mulch?
People who need mulch that can't go buy it.
What are you using mulch for?
Landscaping.
But why would you want it if there's weeds in it?
Maybe they don't know.
And how in the world does your city tell you this is happening?
They tell us.
Okay, I don't believe you. Anyway.
It's so true. It is so true.
Okay, I have to say this year started off as a complete bust for me.
Tell me why.
It was terrible. Well, I couldn't fall asleep because I was like, I'm going to drink coffee to stay up till midnight. And so...
I was sound asleep by 9:30.
I know. So I drank a bunch of coffee and then I accidentally fell asleep at like 10 p.m. because we watched a movie and then I fell asleep. And then at midnight, all the fireworks started to go off and my dogs... Well, no, just Blaze. Snoop doesn't care. Blaze started freaking out. So I woke up and like to sit next to him and tell him just to like suck it up. Chill, bro. And then that 2 hour nap plus the coffee, I couldn't fall back asleep. I was up till about 3 or 4 a.m. And I was like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll just go watch my friends on Netflix. Because that always puts me back to sleep because it's funny, lighthearted. What? The device connected to the operating system has been changed. Do I want? No. The thing just asked me in the middle of recording this, do I want to change the audio hardware preferences?
No, we do not.
No. Let me just real quick make sure we're still. No, you can't change it while you're. This system. I need to get a new system. Anyway, I went to watch Friends and they had taken it off at midnight.
I'm sorry.
Friends is no longer. What am I supposed to fall asleep to? I'm trying Seinfeld, but like, that's such witty humor, but it's also kind of boring and I've seen them all 16,000 times.
Yeah.
So now I don't know what to watch. I can't. I don't know. I'm at it and I just finished watching The Office over again. Oh. So what am I supposed to fall asleep to, people? All right.
Haters, back off.
You can't fall asleep to that. No. One show I am going to do, I'm going to start doing shout out of the week of something I really like that week. Like, what am I into this week? There's a show I can't fall asleep to.
You didn't tell me this little mix up of our little thing.
Well, now you have to figure it out as I talk.
Yeah, I don't watch TV much.
No, it's not of TV. It's just like, what are you obsessed with that week? It could be like you found a new favorite drink. You found a shirt you like.
My fishies.
Okay. Well, give me a second. Okay. Explain mine and then let's see if you stick with fishies. It is a show. It's called The Patriot Act on Netflix with Hasan Minhaj. I think that's how you say his name. I never pay attention when he says it. But it's kind of political. Every week they talk about something that you should care about or know. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. One week was how cruise ships are terrible for the environment, for the staff.
Never been on one.
I went on one, but I was a guest on it, so I didn't pay to be on it. And I stayed in the crew cabin, very small, for my 21st birthday. I did that with Colleen. But I learned all about cruise ships and how terrible they are. And the whole industry is terrible. But that was one hooked me. But he talks about so many different other things that have to do with the world, random things like that, Fortnite, just random things. I really like it.
Okay, so, back to cruise ships. Why are they so horrible if they're sold out all the time?
They're not. No, like they do well.
Okay.
Like you have fun on them, but they're terrible for the environment. So what happens is, if you notice, each cruise ship has a flag flying on it, and even though they operate out of America. And their like main offices are in Florida usually. They register that they're docked in other countries that have like really terrible laws and stuff so that they don't have to pay taxes or follow the rules, like America's rules. Like we're like, hey, you can't do these certain things. And they're like, nah, sorry, we're actually registered somewhere else so we can do whatever we want.
Yikes.
And
like, is that for all cruise lines?
Well, any cruise line is allowed to register their boat anywhere they want, and then they could do whatever they want based on that country's rules.
Gotcha.
And so this is the thing. If a crime happens on the cruise ship, if you're like 4 miles out from the coast, it has to do with that state's like thing. If it's 11 miles out from the coast, like the FBI is in charge of those crimes. But once you pass that 11-mile marker...
It's maritime law.
Maritime law takes place. And anything that happens, the cruise ship basically like can decide if they want to deal with it or not.
The captain's the judge.
Yeah, whatever. And then, or you can try to report it to the country that the cruise ship is registered to. So you have to, or when you're like trying dock and you're like, this person just attacked me. You know, I don't know where you're docking, probably somewhere in Mexico or whatever. And they're like, we can't do anything. That was on a boat. That wasn't our business. We can't do anything. And people can just like murder humans and get off the boat and walk away.
No, let's not put that out there, Rachel. Delete that.
But there's all these terrible things that happen. Also, they're allowed to dump whatever they want off the boat.
No.
So they're like the carcasses, trash, toilet stuff, whatever they want. And they are the stuff that's bad for the environment, toxic, whatever-wise, they admit so many more than, like, some of the countries that they're registered to, like, as a whole. They're just terrible. They completely underpay their workers. Like, I did ask.
I was curious.
They hire a bunch of people from, I think they said the Philippines, and they pay them $1.80 an hour, and they have to work 24/7.
To do what?
To what do you mean? To work.
On their ship?
On the ship, yeah.
Huh.
The workers are extremely underpaid and mistreated.
Is this every cruise line, Rachel?
This is a lot of the cruise lines.
Pick on
one. The cruise lines, there's three major cruise lines that make up the majority of the owned things. Mm. I think like Disney maybe has their own 1% sliver, but it's Norwegian, Carnival, and one other one. Mm. What? Princess. Princess. No, it's not Princess.
That's in that part of Carnivals.
Yeah. See, they all are owned by like, so anyway, they're all terrible and everyone should stop taking cruises.
That's okay, all. I don't plan on going on one.
Watch The Patriot Act on Netflix. The one about the cruise line. That
okay.
one.
I still enjoy looking at my fish and the little babies swimming in the tank because they had babies.
That's what you're obsessed with this week?
And that's what I'm obsessed with. These tiny little babies. Okay. Except I got live plants for my aquarium and now I have 20 million snails. So I had to buy a snail that eats other snails.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's morbid.
Well, you could get a fish that eats snails, but then it'd eat my little fry. That's what a baby fish is called.
A fry?
A fry.
Well, now I want french fries.
Well, yeah.
Dad's looking at me like you're crazy. A fish fry.
Fish fry.
Fish fry. All right. Let's talk about the actual internet.
Oh, okay. That is what our name is.
Yeah. Cruise ships. Well, it was about a show on Netflix. It was about the internet. Okay. Anyway. Mom?
Yes.
Tragic news.
Let's hear it.
We all knew it was going to happen, but tragically, it still happened.
Okay.
Tana?
Yes.
And Jake Paul announced that they're taking a break from each other.
Yes.
They both post on their Instagrams and really needed everyone to know that nothing quote unquote happened and it was a mutual thing. I'm pretty sure one of them just like actually started liking someone else and was like, yo, you might
get married anyway.
No, their entire relationship was fake.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure they like did date, but like they said that they were not monogamous ever.
Right.
And
open. They have an open relationship.
Yes. So they announced that they're split. And I'm pretty sure it's one of them's like actually trying to be in a relationship with another human being. They're like, this fake marriage is getting in the way of my relationship. Can we pause this for a second? So that happened. Whoops.
You called it. Back in the beginning.
Yep. Justin Bieber dropped a new song named Yummy.
Ooh.
I cannot understand a single thing he says in it.
Okay.
But the beat is good.
Nice.
I can understand when he says yummy, though. He says that word a lot.
Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
Haven't heard it.
Yummy. Yummy. In other news, the U.S. Army banned soldiers from using TikTok on government-owned phones.
Really?
So soldiers, if they're using a phone given to them by the government, like their iPhone or whatever, they're not allowed to install TikTok
just
on
TikTok,
it.
Just TikTok? But they can install anything else they want?
Yeah, because apparently they said it could compromise national security.
Oh, really?
Ooh. I think it's because TikTok... it's easier to hack your phone through TikTok or something.
I don't know.
And it can like geo-track you.
Oh.
So you can't have that when you're like in the middle of the desert or something. I don't know. What are we doing with our soldiers? Where are they? I don't even know.
They're around.
They're around.
Protecting us.
Yeah. Thank you, soldiers. From TikTok. Well, no, they're not protecting us from TikTok. They're protecting us and therefore they cannot use TikTok. World War III, this, speaking of war, World War III was trending on Google and Twitter this week.
Let's not do that.
Oh, well, you want to hear why?
Why?
Can you lower the mic like an inch down so it's
you
not
put it here. I have
completely covering your face.
You put it there, girl.
People need to see your mug, Mom.
I did.
Anyway, this happened because
World War III
is trending because an Iranian leader's second in command was killed in a U.S. airstrike ordered by Trump.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so one of the leaders promised harsh vengeance in response to the attack, to which Trump said, Iran never won a war. So, World War III is trending because our president killed a dude, and then they were like, we're going to get you back. And he said, try it. So, that's what happened.
Okay.
So this should end nicely. Also, this happened one day after Melania Trump said she wants peace on the world for her New Year's resolution.
Peace on the world?
Peace on the world. She, I believe, English is not her first language.
So. I'm still fascinated with people that know more than one language.
Obviously, samesies.
Fascinated.
Fascinated, because we're so dumb we can't do it. Also, not America's, like, priority. Wish it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, so her husband started World War III the day after, said she wants peace on the world.
Okay.
And then he said he wouldn't tell his New Year's resolution because he said then it wouldn't come true. Like your
it's
birthday.
It's not like, okay.
Your birthday wish.
It's not like blowing out a candle.
He tried. Oh. That one he tried. He tried. Disney Plus is removing movies from its platform already.
It just went up.
I know. And it launched in November and they said, we're not going to rotate our stuff out like other platforms. We're going to keep it up.
They lied.
Yes. And also, you have to give warning before you take stuff down.
So you can watch it.
Yes. Like, I know Netflix gave me fair warning about the Friends thing, but I chose to ignore it and that was my fault. But I did just rewatch all of Friends like last month. So I'm fine with it. I got my last hurrah in.
Okay.
But apparently it has to do with licensing, legacy licensing deals. I have no idea what that means. Legacy licensing deals?
Okay.
So they ran into issues that they didn't foresee. And so they had to take down things like Home Alones. Well, some of the Home Alones, two of the three of the Home Alones had to be taken down.
All right.
I mean, I hopefully everyone already watched those right before Christmas. So, you know. You know, that's not one I was ever really obsessed with. Home Alone.
No.
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 You neither. You neither.
I was, oh, I know what I was. Well, that's not lately.
What?
This Is Us. Have you watched that one?
No.
You don't want to watch that one?
No. Isn't that sad?
Sometimes it is.
Yeah, I don't need that. I realized the other day that I can do one intense series a year. And then the, like.
Was that Grey's Anatomy?
That was Grey's Anatomy.
That's not that intense, girl.
I cried at like every episode at some point. Because I'd watch it at night when I was exhausted. And then like, okay. I couldn't control myself. So that was, yeah, that was mine for the year. And then the.
What about Modern Family?
I used to watch that. I don't like it anymore. It was
it
funny.
It had
the
some
first,
hit and miss ones. Yeah.
Yeah. The first few seasons was really good. And then. Because it was new. It was fresh.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, okay, there's too many people. There's too many storylines. I can't keep up. So I'm waiting to see what my next intense series will be.
Okay.
But until then, I'm just going to rewatch Office, Seinfeld, Parks and Rec.
Oh, Parks and Rec is funny.
Oh, it's a good one.
That was good.
It's a really good one.
Yeah.
What's another good one? What's the Tina Fey one? 30 Rock.
30 Rock was.
I could rewatch that one. Those are my mind-numbing things.
Yes.
All right. Last in my news that I have, Jeffree Star bought a new mansion. It's bigger than anyone ever needs.
Good for him.
But Mom, do you know what Oh, you messed up my segue. You never talk, and then whenever I try and do a segue, you talk.
I will now be the silent co-host.
No, let me just say my segue, and then you may talk. It was a good segue.
I'm waiting for it.
Okay. His refocus. His mansion is bigger than anyone ever needs. But you know what people do need?
Oh, what, Rachel?
See, thank you. You did it the right, you interjected at the right part. Some good easy meals, which brings us to our sponsor today, my mom's favorite sponsor, no shade to our other ones, HelloFresh.
Yummy.
HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit service delivered right to your door. Not ours, yours. HelloFresh can help you get out of your dinner rut this new year with over 22 chef-curated recipes each week. I don't know if one of your New Year's resolutions was to cook more. You don't know where to start. This could be it. This is where you could start. And there's something for everyone with low-calorie meals, vegetarian, or family-friendly recipes. I get the vegetarian. You get just...
Give me the meat.
She gets the meat once. And HelloFresh has more 5-star recipes than any other meal kit service out there. So you know their meals are going to be delicious, but also they're super easy to make, which is why it can help you get into cooking. Because it gets your juices flowing,
it was good.
Burgers hot. I don't know what other things happen with cooking. And each meal takes only 20 to 30 minutes to make. The ingredients are already measured out for you, and there's pictures in the instructions.
There are.
They make it really foolproof.
Yes.
So it's good. And they've made their ordering and scheduling as easy as their recipes. You can add extra meals or lunches or a yummy dessert to your order. And you can also easily change your delivery days or food preferences whenever you need. And this week, I tried Penne Rustic with a kick.
Mm-hmm.
There was a kick, Mom.
Okay.
I also got a grilled cheese and veggie jumble and a sweet potato and portobello quesadilla. And because I'm vegan, I have to change out the dairy ingredients for my vegan ones, but it's super easy to do. And I know, I just, their things are just, it's like, here's this, it's already measured out. And so I just do that much of my vegan one.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you try?
I don't know the full name, but it was like a Burger Lucy. It was a hamburger.
A Lucy burger.
It was a Lucy burger, and it had these grilled caramelized onions and
my mom loves these meals.
It was so good. It's stuff I would never cook.
And you tried an apricot chicken, I believe.
Apricot chicken. Oh, and it was a little different than the last one I had with them, and it was just as delicious.
I'm annoyed because I want to try that even though I'm vegan. Oh, but that sounds so good. And I'm mad that I've never had an apricot chicken before. Because when I went vegan, I thought I had tried everything.
Oh, it was good.
But that's just how creative their dishes are. It's stuff I've never even heard of.
And the sides that come with it are good too. It was potatoes. But
love a potato. Any form of potato.
Oh, it was good.
Delicious.
And pork tacos. Everything.
Pork tacos. Man, they went all out.
Everything.
That sounds delicious. Right now, HelloFresh is offering you a New Year's sale of 10 free meals, including free shipping if you use the promo code ALLTHINGSINTERNET10 at checkout. So go to HelloFresh.com/ALLTHINGSINTERNET10 right now to get 10 free meals. And HelloFresh now is $5.60 per serving. So that's a low price. But then you also get 10 free meals on top of that if you use the promo code All Things Internet 10. That's the number 10, like 10. You don't have to spell it out. So HelloFresh, HelloFresh.com/AllThingsInternet, the number 10. Now.
And get your cooking on.
Get your cooking on. Get your kitchen, the cobwebs out your kitchen. I don't know. All right. Let's move on to the game segment today.
That's me.
That's her. I told her I wanted to play the phone game again.
Okay.
So you're on. I'm going to get a sip of water. Entertain them while I drink.
I'm chewing my Altoid and looking up charades. Charades? No. Off limits. I asked you earlier. You told me.
Yep. I changed the filter. I already told you, Mom, but I'm going to tell the world. I changed the filter on my fridge for my water, and now my water tastes funky, and I'm really upset about it.
Oh, we're starting.
Okay, go. This is called Off Limits.
Wait, I forgot what I do.
Okay. Oh, you have
It's out there. And there's a lot of them.
The stars.
It's all asteroids, of them.
Air.
The whole
leaves.
Thing.
The world. Earth. The universe. Galaxy.
You're on it, but it's two words and it's all.
Milky Way.
Oh, you almost said it. No, not the Milky Way. Right before you.
Atmosphere.
No.
Okay, you're really bad at this. She's supposed to get me to say this word without saying any of the other words listed.
It's all the planets that are out there.
The galaxy. The universe.
Wait, is it the other planets? No.
Oh my God.
Can I pass this one? No.
Sure.
I don't know how to pass. You can't pass this.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, this isn't that thing head thing. I like that one better.
Okay. Solar system?
Yes. What are you?
Dad helped.
Okay.
Keep going.
How do we do it?
I don't know.
Oh, when you're on the
Wow. That was so bad that we got one and we didn't even get it. Dad did. Give me your phone.
Hit next.
All right.
I like the other game where we do the.
You need to switch games, Mom.
Oh, this one's harder.
I know.
So we're looking for a word and you have to say everything but that word. Okay, got it. Go.
No. Yeah, you have to say everything but the words in the list.
Yeah, got it. Go.
Okay, there's an ad, but I have to close it.
Not now.
Okay. Not now.
Come on, I'm ready.
She has a fin.
A dolphin. A whale. A mermaid.
Yes, but it's...
Merman.
No, it's the film.
Splash.
Okay.
The Little Mermaid.
Yes. You don't like being called this for Flynn. You're his grandma, not his...
Mother. Mama.
No. Someone that watches...
Oh, a nanny, a babysitter.
Yeah, babysitter. Okay. He was the YouTuber, startup YouTuber of the year.
Oh, but he's, Shane Dawson?
No, but he was like a Hollywood person, and we were all really annoyed that he did this.
Oh, who is this? Tell me what he's been in.
I can't.
Okay, say something.
He was, I'm trying to think of which movies.
Who's he married to? Who's his girlfriend?
Jaden. No, yeah.
Oh, Will Smith.
Yes. Oh, we got two. Wow, we're really bad at this today.
I told you this thing's better.
Okay, I'm still going for this.
Oh, X out.
Okay.
Not now.
We're doing it. Okay, go.
Oh, I don't know this one. Okay. It's part of the word, but think of the whole word. You hang them.
Clothespins.
So Santa will fill them.
Stockings.
Okay, you got the word. What do I do?
Hit neck or go slide. Slide to the right.
Wait. No, I don't know what to do.
Slide.
Look. Oh, there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is a cartoon.
Okay.
And
SpongeBob.
No, it's.
Is it Disney?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't say any of these
words.
Snow White
and the Seven Dwarfs. Cinderella.
There's.
Is it a princess one? Winnie the Pooh.
Things that you play with come to life. And this is one of those
Toy
characters.
Stories.
Yes, and
Toy
this
Story
is,
4.
He's not a police. He was a
cowboy.
Yes, and his name was?
Oh, Woody.
Yes. Okay. Oh, we live in this place.
A house.
No bigger.
California.
Bigger.
The United States of America.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
Wow, only 3.
Hey.
God, we're really bad at this today.
I'm all sweaty.
I know. All right.
My heart is racing.
Okay. You know, we need to get Colleen to play this with us. You, me, and Colleen together are unstoppable.
We are a good playing team.
We're a good playing team. You put this on the
toast,
wiener,
butter, ketchup, mustard.
That one. Mustard. Oh, I hate this. It's all over Colleen's house. It's all over
Glitter.
Children's house. Yes. We are family. Yep. Wrote the books that... No, I said books. I wasn't supposed to. Oh! He's an act... No, I already said actor. Dang it!
Rachel.
That place I went to that got overcrowded?
Disneyland.
Who invented it?
Walt Disney.
Yes. I don't know what that is.
Slot machines.
Woo! I won!
Yay! The spinny roulette.
Yeah, no, you can...
Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. I'm breathing it.
Air.
Yeah. I love
that. What was that one?
What was it?
Huh?
It was a candle. I decided that sound effects aren't acting it out as better.
See, this game's funner. Okay.
4, 5, 6, 7. We got 7.
We did it. Good.
Do you want to do one more of me saying it? Because I think I'm good if I sound it out.
Sure.
Okay, let's see if we can beat 7 and then we're done. Okay. Exit out.
You got better words. Blow dryer.
Yep. Well, it's the, what is this?
Hair dryer.
Yep. Oh, I walk into the room and I...
Sit down.
No.
Farts.
Oh, I walk burp. In. I can't see. I got to...
Turn on the light.
Yeah, but it. What is the
light switch?
Yes. Oh, you were sad, but now you're happy. That's the
happy news. Oh,
what's that? Oh, that's the
sneeze.
Oh, I got school.
Clap.
I hate you so much. Cheerleaders have school. How are you getting this?
Pom-poms. Spirit.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You walk into a room, you got spirit?
No. That was light switch. Oh, you're sad, now you're happy? That's the spirit. I'm a cheerleader. I got school spirit.
You got bomb bombs. Okay.
Suck. Okay.
Okay.
Now that we've exhausted ourselves.
Drawing in air.
We do. Oh, I got Pictionary Air for Christmas. I didn't get it. I bought it for myself.
It was fun.
It was so much fun. I thought it would be a fun game for the whole family to do. Because every time we get together, all we do is play Mafia. And it's getting a little worn out for me.
Yeah.
So I got Pictionary Air. And then we played Pictaphone at the end of the night. That one's a good with when you have like 5 to 7 people.
Right.
Pictaphone is. But Pictionary Air was a lot of fun. We split up into groups. You can play as many people as you want. We killed it. The girls, we did girls versus guys. Won every time. So much.
It really upset
the guys
Eric.
Are really bad at it. Colleen is amazing. And then Eric is terrible at it. Colleen played both teams. She was like, I'll play on both teams because she just really loved drawing and guessing. And whenever she went, all of us knew what she was trying to draw and the guys couldn't get it. They were so bad at it. All right. On to the questions for the day.
Ooh.
Tilly C wants to know the weirdest thing that has happened to you in a car. I'm going to say mine.
Oh, don't you dare.
You know what? It's okay. This was normal in our family until I realized it wasn't. So I'm going to say what happened in an adult version, and I'll just say it happened a lot when we were children. Colleen and I were at a party. She had a beer, and if you've ever had alcohol, you know it makes you need to pee very much. So she was like, okay, I'm done. Drive me home. And I was like, okay. So I was driving her car home, and all of a sudden she's like, I got to pee. And when you're in LA, there's like, it's hard to find like a place to pee, like pull over a gas station. I was like, we're 5 minutes from your apartment. Hold it.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah, this was a long time. It's when she was in an apartment. And she was like, no, I need to pee. And I said, Colleen, I can't pull over right now. There's nowhere to pull over. Also, it would take just as long as we just got to your freaking apartment. Hold it. So she grabs a cup from her car, squats down on the floor, fills the cup with urine, and then starts screaming, I'm spilling, I'm spilling, I'm spilling, I'm spilling. Fills up an entire medium cup from McDonald's and then tries to toss out the urine out the window because she didn't have a lid. And so she was just splashing this cup of urine around. And she tries to throw the urine out the window, and it just splashed all over the side of the car. Luckily, we were in her car. And then she made me, because this is when I was her assistant back in the day. Then she made me go take her car in to get the carpet shampooed because she had pissed everywhere. And I was like, it was slightly normal. And then I realized, no, that's not normal. We just think it is because growing up, we took we couldn't afford flights to places, so we would do long road trips. And if you had to pee, you went in a cup, whether you were a girl or a guy. So we were raised to think that was normal. And then as my sister does it in her late 20s, just peeing in a cup, I realized this isn't normal. I had one other story. One time, Colleen and I were in Santa Barbara. We were in my original car, my first car. It was like a hunk of junk, and I loved it to pieces. And Colleen drove me and my friend Tad to the grocery store, and it was Thanksgiving Day. It was like nighttime. We were hungry, and we're like, let's just see if the Ralph's is open. So we drove to Ralph's, and it was closed. And so we're slowly driving, and we turn around to go back out, and this guy is like, this 5'2" guy looks enraged, and he steps in front of the car. And he just looks like he's in a Hulk mode. And we were like, Colleen stops the car. And we're in a parking lot going 5-10 miles an hour. He stops. He walks to the side. Colleen locks the doors because she's driving my car. I don't know why. Why do we always drive each other's car?
I don't know.
I don't know. He walks to the side. And I was like, Colleen, drive. Colleen, go. And then he just karate kicks the side of my car, dented it, left a scuff mark. It was a hunk of junk, doesn't matter. But like, still, this dude kicks my car. Colleen starts screaming and floors it. And we look back and he just stands in the middle of the parking lot doing this like Hulk Hogan like thing.
Oh, we were my gosh.
What just happened? And we're like, do we call the cops? I don't know. I'm tired and hungry. Let's go get food. All right, Mom. What's the weirdest
thing? You were in high school. I didn't hear the story.
Well, I didn't. I'm sure we... I don't know. You were probably like, we got home and you were asleep.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
All right. Tell me your weirdest thing you've ever happened to you in a car. Is it with a similar story to what I told earlier?
Yeah, my mom, I didn't spill it.
No, because she would pee in the supersized
cup. It's supersized cup.
This, yes.
Hey, in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
There's no bathroom. It was for valid. Hours.
Because if you did pull over to pee, all of us would need to pee because you had four kids in the car. So you just went in a cup. That was what it was.
It was discreet.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Kari asks, when will you do a podcast with Flynn? Well, he can't talk.
When he can talk if he wants to.
I mean, he can't hold a conversation. Not even Duncan can hold a conversation yet. So let's give it a few years. So there's that. Gerardo wants to know if you have any New Year's resolutions. We've both spoken on the fact that we don't really like those.
No.
But did you accidentally make one?
No, I did not accidentally make one.
Because everyone, sometimes you go, yeah, maybe I could do that. Maybe I should start doing that. Because everyone starts talking about their New Year's resolutions and you go, maybe I should start doing that too.
No.
Same.
Did you? No.
Not even a little bit. I already floss every day. I already go on lots of walks. I already eat healthy. I already don't drink alcohol or do drugs or smoke cigarettes. I'd save my money. I talk to my family constantly.
You're perfect, Rachel.
I am the perfect specimen, so I couldn't do anything better. There's no...
You could...
No, I don't want it. I don't have time.
Call your mom more.
I talk to you
every day.
Constantly.
I know you do.
Every single day. I see you once a week, at least.
Yes.
Oh.
I love it.
I know. All right. Jessica says, any ideas on a new outro? Mom, do you need... Oh, no, you will
they
always
They don't like our
no,
outro?
No, we will always do you what you say, but should we add a little dookie-dookie-boop-boop at the end?
Let's do something.
What do you want it to be?
I don't know. Pressure. Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'll create it. I'll do it.
All right.
It's all on me.
Okay.
And then $H wants to know, what's your favorite food / snack from Disneyland? I always get a pickle and a churro. Mm-hmm. I very much enjoy their pineapple spears. And last time I went, Star Wars Land, which by the way, amazing land, stupid ride, has the best vegan options.
Nice.
Usually when I go, I have to get like the vegan chili bowl and a bread bowl, which is delicious. But, or I have to like makeshift some tostada from the Mexican restaurant. But they had this two delicious things. So I went with my two friends, one who eats mainly plant-based and one who doesn't. But I was like, listen, there's these two different vegan options. We need to try both. But what if one's good and the other one sucks? And then one of us gets stuck eating the bad one. So I ordered two of each one. We ate almost all of it because they were both so good. So Star Wars Land has good food. Churro and pickle. What about you?
Well, they don't have them anymore. The free tostada.
Oh. Tortillas from California Adventure.
Yep. They're not there anymore.
Oh, yeah. Now it's a Ghirardelli shop.
Sorry.
Which isn't as good.
No.
Those
I liked
tortillas.
Those free tortillas.
Were so good.
Flour tortillas. They were so good.
Have you ever eaten a spicy pickle at Disneyland?
Oh, don't mess with my pickles.
Right?
A dill pickle must be a dill pickle.
I'm aware, but my friends both got spicy pickles. I took a nibble. Wasn't spicy. But like, it was fine. But again, don't mess with my pickle.
No.
That's my pickle.
It's like,
don't mess with my pickle in a sack.
Or my pickles.
New merch. Don't mess with my pickle. We can start eating pickles so that can be on my freaking merch. Don't mess with my pickles. Last question of the day was again from Tilly. What is your favorite type of workout? Mom?
Walking? Walking fast. Outside, not on a treadmill.
Oh, no. Treadmills are death. I really love doing an activity like hiking, basketball, football.
I like hiking with you.
Yeah, I love activities. But if you're like, you put me in a gym and you say do something, I'm going to do an arm workout.
Okay.
Those are my favorite. Leg day, bleh. Bleh. Running, bleh.
Now see, I'd rather do legs than arms.
Really?
My legs are stronger than my arms.
Well, same, but like, I'm so limited on leg workouts because my knees suck.
Same.
And that,
well, actually might have been really good.
Oh, might have been better. Yes. But I don't want to chance it with like, I don't want to go squatting because I don't want to like have those, because my knees are totally fine right now. but I'm doing things like walking. I walk a bunch and I'll do like calf raises and certain exercises, but I know if I go hard, they could start hurting again.
Bike's good for that.
I know. But if my favorite, I would activities. But then if I have to do like a set in the gym thing, it's arms.
Yeah.
It used to be abs. And now I'm like, that's too much work.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, that's all I have for today. Thanks again, HelloFresh, for sponsoring
us.
Yes,
thank you so, so much.
My mom loves, because she gets 3 free meals from this because they send us the meals to check it out. It's her favorite, guys. Her absolute favorite.
Free food.
You can't beat it. Don't mess with my pickle, though.
No.
Don't mess with my pickle. All right, but do you have anything else to add, Mom?
No.
Good New Year?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Nothing to add.
Dad, did you have anything to add? They can't hear you, but you can tell me. My dad says aloha. All right, guys. Mom, take us out.
With your adding?
No, I'll add it out. You do your normal outro, and I'm going to add special things to the end.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for 2 women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.